Ann Doyle from Ann Doyle Strategies, a journalist, automotive executive, and now speaker and leadership consultant on the other end of our line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael Patrick Shields. I think we needed punchkeys to get our mind off of all this other stuff that we're immersed in these days.
No question about it. And you came to Michigan State last week, and I was out of town. It would have been nice to see you. But you were the guest of the Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing Department. And what I understand is you had executives meeting with students to give them a pep talk about getting a job and starting out in this industry. What in the world could those executives have said to make the students feel good about the buzzsaw that we seem to have run into?
You know, it was really a fantastic idea that Rick Cole, the head of that department, had. And, you know, it's something that other people and other schools could duplicate, because he said, you know, these students are so doggone discouraged. And, you know, we just come in and lift them up. And so we rotated through all these different classes. I mean, they kept us very, very busy all day and talking to students. And there were a lot of great things that were said, but some of them were really fundamental things. One of them that was, you know, just walking in there with a lot of energy and passion and telling the young students, listen, when you get out there, you have to differentiate yourself from other people. And part of it is about, you know, your energy. I mean, we worked on their handshakes. You know, we walked around the class and shook hands with these students. And I have to say, half of these almost ready to graduate college students didn't know how to give a good handshake and look somebody in the eye and tell them their full name. We also talked about their resumes. One of the executives, he said, you know what, first thing I do when I read a resume is I proofread it. I don't pay any attention to what's on it. I proofread it, and there are any errors on it, I throw it away. And then the other thing, you know, I always have that message, Michael Patrick, I think I've talked to you about, that came from my dad, about never eliminate yourself. You know, I mean, we've got to kind of like get ourselves up there almost like a boxer, you know, somebody having people in our corner who really encourage us and send us out there, rather than just kind of wallowing in it and thinking, oh, woe is me.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's the biggest lesson for a young person or a person coming out of college to learn, is that it's more than just your resume. It's more than just the stats. It's more than just this job is open and it's available. You have to really, especially in a time when people are down, they're looking for bright lights. They're looking for positive people. And not only, you know, the performance, but in the way that you conduct yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, they were basically talking about the fact that, you know, the energy and the attitude that you walk in there with, instead of just saying, hey, you know, well, how much is this paying and do I get a vacation and, you know, but sort of almost not worrying about what you're going to get paid to get to break into that first first job to try to get into the right industry. And I said to one of the other executives, I said, do people you interview really come in and ask that, you know, rather than saying, here's what I can do for you? Their attitude is, well, what do I get here? And they said, you wouldn't believe how many. And the other thing I would say real quickly is that to one of the executives, she basically said, hey, email me. I have all kinds of interns that we do. And email me. And she gave her email address. And I said to her afterwards, that was very generous. There were 200 kids in that classroom. She said, Ann, only two. I'll bet I'll only hear from two.
Isn't that
You know
something?
What? It's about getting out there. And, you know, breaking out of the pack. You'd be amazed what some energy and real hard work does.
Yeah, networking is beyond valuable. And just think of it, you know, Frosted Flakes taste good and they fill you up, but they still have to put a smiling tiger on the box to sell them to you, right?
Passion, energy, attitude, all those things really make a difference.
Okay, that's not only for students, that's for the rest of us who might be looking for a new job or faced with an untenable situation. Ann Doyle, thank you very much. Ann Doyle Strategies, journalist, auto executive, and leadership consultant, with some positive news on this Mardi Gras Tuesday.